Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. My name is Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week, the Mensch of the Week is none other than SMY contributor, personality, former Met, whatever you want to call him, Jerry Blevins, who is just awesome all around. Like, he has always
Jerry.
Been a mensch. Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
He's always been a mensch.
Like an omnipresent mensch, too. I feel like there's been just like this low buzz of menschiness always.
Yeah, agree. I loved rooting for him as a player. He was always very fun to root for. And then when he came on as a presence in the studio for SMY, he is so insightful about pitching and just about like the game in general. And he's really added a lot to the SMY broadcasts. And I think he's really, really good at this. Yeah, just for that in general. But there's a specific reason why we chose him for this week, which is a tweet that he made that he later had to turn off comments on. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Which is, he tweeted, Marcelo Ozuna makes a very fun Atlanta Braves team near impossible to root for. And then he later like added underneath, I stand by my statement. I turned off comments because people were attacking each other and the fan bases. And it's just nice for someone in the public eye and a former player to speak out about this stuff, because we've talked about this on this podcast all the time about how nothing's going to change until these guys are shunned by their peers. And I know Jerry Blevins isn't a current player, but you know, to hear a former player say this, I think carries a lot of weight. It's one thing for us to say it, you know.
He has a sizable platform, which is nice that he's using it for good.
Why he had to turn off his replies on that one. And then he made another follow-up later on in a video that was really insightful too. I could just listen to him talk about almost anything all day. Always something to say.
Yeah, we love Jerry so much. Yeah, the video follow up that he did explaining why he turned off comments was like really, I don't know, it was insightful and tactful and well articulated. And he basically said, like, listen, I have nothing against the fan bases. Like, that's not what I'm talking about here. and it was really good. Because he turned off comments not because people were being nasty to him, but because people were being nasty to each other and attacking the fan bases. And he was like, I'm not attacking anyone who still roots for the Braves, even though Ozuna's on the team. That's not what I'm saying at all.
And for that matter, I mean, nobody here stopped rooting for the Mets when they had Jose Reyes on the team, even if we did very much want Jose Reyes to be off the team and did not feel good at any moment when he was on field or up to bat. But, you know, that didn't make us less concerned about his actions or more upset with the team for having put us in the position where we had to watch him play every day. And I think Jerry recognizes that about some Braves fans as well. I'm, you know, on record as thinking like they are just an almost irredeemable fan base, but
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Almost. It is all, like, there's on like one hand, maybe even two hands with like just the thumb. I can count some good Braves fans who are really upset about having Marcell Ozuna on the team and who do feel gross about the whole situation.
And like Jerry Blevins was teammates with Jose Reyes, and a lot of Braves fans were quick to point that out in his replies. But I think it speaks to the, like, you know, the cultural moment we find ourselves in where Blevins didn't necessarily feel empowered to speak out about that when he was a player and feels empowered to speak out about it now that he's not in, now that he's not a player anymore, now that he's not in a clubhouse anymore. And I think that obviously, like I said, you know, being shunned by your peers or being like is the easiest way for this to change, is the fastest way for this to change. And this is kind of a stepping stone toward that when you hear it from a former player. But it's clear that current players still, for the most part, overwhelmingly do not feel empowered to speak out about this at all. And so that would kind of be the next step that we would like to get to. Because ideally, Jerry would have been able to speak about this when, you know, he had a teammate who was an abuser.
But at least he's doing it now and being it, not just a former player, but I think being in the media also helps, because we also need, you know, more media people to speak out about it and also hold teams accountable for keeping abusers around and not punishing them. So, and they also have a responsibility to, you know, call it out when they see it, which at least he did. And not, there's, I would say it's 50-50 on media members who do, but still the old, you know, old boys club kind of old school media members are still around who won't, or who look for the narrative of, oh, this is their redemption arc. They overcame adversity. And so we need to get those guys out of covering baseball. So if Jerry can also
get more Jerry Blevins is covering baseball.
Yeah, I was going to say, and if Jerry can blaze a path by using his voice, then maybe that'll empower other media members to follow that instead of the, oh, he had such a hard season, he overcame adversity. No, that's not how this goes.
I can't help but notice that far more people were willing to go to bat for Marcell Ozuna and Jerry Blevins' replies now than they were in April when he was batting 083.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that works.
Interesting. Just a fascinating pattern. Anyway, we love Jerry Blevins, and we're so glad to have him on SMY. And he is this week's Mensch of the Week.
Another former Met who keeps coming back to the Mets. And I love that for us. Like, I think it's, I don't think every ex-Met is, like, you know, really attached to the organization, but the ones who have been really worthwhile. And Jerry, you know, up there at the top.
Absolutely. And it's like, after so many years of dealing with, like, the Mets organization, you, like, look at the guys who, like, still willingly come back and you're like, you're like, really? You must
Bless
be
you.
Really, you must be special.
But I guess, like, we're all weird, too. So
that's true. One of us. One of us.
Jerry is one of us for sure. Jerry is absolutely one of us. So, yeah, we love you, Jerry. Keep it up. Keep using your voice. Keep using your platform for good things. But in the meantime, you can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and Blue Sky at a pod of their own. You can email the show aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. You can follow each of us on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to Home Run Applesauce wherever you get your podcasts from and rate and review the show. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in